back on this special edition of Dateline Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us as we examine the history and traditions that are ingrained as part of our Christmas celebrations. From Christmas trees to carols to Santa Claus. We've also spent time remembering the real reason for the holiday, God sending his son to earth to redeem his people from their sins. Here now some final thoughts on this special time of the year from special correspondent Sarah Bonbronic.
Oh, would that Christmas lasted the whole year through, as it ought, Charles Dickens reminded us. Would that the spirit of Christmas could live within our hearts every day of the year. But what is the Christmas spirit? It is the spirit which brings a smile to the lips and a tenderness to the heart, and our longing for it each year never diminishes, but only increases. Perhaps the Christmas spirit is best caught in isolated moments, such as listening to a Christmas carol, or watching a child's eyes, sparkling in excitement that outshines even the brilliance of a Christmas tree. Perhaps the exact essence of the Christmas spirit is meant to be a mystery, as much of a mystery as why a royal birth took place in a common manger instead of a palace.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
The spirit of Christmas found on the road to Bethlehem allows the child in each of us the chance to be reborn every December, awakening a sense of joy and wonder that live within our hearts. Oh, if we could only keep Christmas alive all year long, as Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge lamented after he had discovered the true meaning of Christmas. And that is our Christmas wish for you. That behind the toys, tinsel, carols, cards, and festivities, there will come a moment of quiet reflection and peace. As Shakespeare said, Some say that ever against the season comes wherein our Savior's birth is celebrated, the bird of dawning singeth all night long. And then they say, No spirit dare stir abroad. The nights are wholesome. Then no planets strike, no fairy takes, nor witch hath power to charm. So hallowed and so gracious is the time. And so from our house to yours, Merry Christmas, and God bless us, each and every one.
That concludes this special edition of Dateline Washington. We want to thank you for making us part of your Christmas, and we hope your celebration is a joyous one. For all of us here at Dateline Washington, I'm Greg Corumbus. Merry Christmas.